Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, East Riding of Yorkshire. Here's the headline. East Riding of Yorkshire is a Humber estuary county whose commercial property economy is dominated in every meaningful sense by Kingston upon Hull. The bundle covered in this briefing contains a single town, Hull, and Hull alone accounts for the entirety of the matched commercial leaning transactions across the county. That is not an artifact of the dataset. It is the structural truth of the county. Let me set the scene. East Riding of Yorkshire sits on the north bank of the Humber estuary, bounded by the North Sea to the east, North Yorkshire to the north, and the city county of Kingston upon Hull at its core. Hull is unitary in administrative terms, but for the purposes of any honest commercial property analysis, the city and the East Riding hinterland operate as a single economic catchment. The combined geography stretches from the chalk uplands of the Yorkshire Wolds area of outstanding natural beauty in the northwest, through the historic market town of Beverley and the agricultural plain around Driftfield, out to the seaside resort and harbour town of Bridlington on the North Sea coast, and across the flat Holderness Peninsula, down to the Humber and Hull itself. Hull dominates the population and economic numbers. At just under 260,000 residents, the city is, by the bundle's own count, the only Tier 2 market in the county and the single largest urban centre on the Humber. The East Riding hinterland adds a rural and coastal population in Beverley, Bridlington, Driftfield and the smaller villages. But those settlements do not appear in the present commercial property bundle and contribute little to the matched series. Why should an investor care? Four structural facts frame the county's commercial property market. First, the Deepwater Port, Hull, is one of the United Kingdom's principal North Sea trading ports, with Associated British Ports, ABP, operating both King George Dock and Alexandra Dock, and a P&O ferry service running daily to Rotterdam and Zeebrugge. Second, offshore wind manufacturing. The Siemens Gamesa blade plant at Alexandra Dock is the anchor industrial facility on the Humber, supported by an expanding supply chain cluster around the wider Humber renewable energy supercluster. Third, the corporate and university base. Reckitt Benckiser maintains its global headquarters in Hull. The University of Hull and the University Teaching Hospital provide a meaningful professional and research occupier base. And the city's UK City of Culture 2017 legacy continues to feed visitor and creative industry demand. And fourth, logistics. The A63 trunk road, the M62 corridor and the Humber Bridge connecting Hull and the East Riding to Lincolnshire and the East Midlands together anchor a logistics geography that sits squarely inside the wider Humber distribution market alongside Immingham, Grimsby and Goole. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 2,589 commercial leaning transactions in Hull in the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside 7,469 owner-occupier residential transactions in the same window. Every one of those commercial leaning transactions is matched to Hull. There are no other towns in the bundle. That single city concentration produces an unusually clean view of the local market. By land registry property type, Hull's commercial leaning series breaks down into roughly 1,450 terraced freeholds, 400 semi-detached, just under 400 other, the non-residential coded population that captures most genuine commercial freehold purchases, 230 flats and 110 detached. The dominance of the terraced freehold and other codes is the statistical signature of the special purpose company Midmarket, corporate acquired terraced residential investment running through limited company structures alongside the genuine commercial freehold population captured under the other code. Now let's talk about ticket size. The Land Registry commercial leaning lower quartile sits at £78,000. The median at £110,000 and the upper quartile at £161,000. That £78,000 to £161,000 interquartile band places Hull at the lower ticket end of the regional commercial mortgage tape, well below York's 190 to 425,000 corridor, and Harrogate's 166 to 450,000 corridor in our North Yorkshire series. The shape of the distribution is consistent with Hull's economic profile. A large urban population, a high share of corporate-acquired terraced and semi-detached residential investment, and a commercial freehold tape weighted to small to mid-ticket retail, secondary office and light industrial product rather than to prime institutional investment. Let me walk through the sector picture. By the Bundle's keyword-matched sector classification, 85 of the commercial-leaning transactions are office, 31 are agricultural, 13 are retail, 9 are industrial, 5 are hotel, 2 are pubs and 1 is warehouse, with 2,443 transactions sitting in the unclassified unknown bucket, overwhelmingly mixed-use and corporate-acquired residential investment. Offices are the largest identifiable sector. Hull's 85 keyword-matched office trades reflect the city's role as the head office of Reckitt Benckiser, the principal urban centre of the Humber, the home of the University of Hull, and the seat of a meaningful professional and public sector occupier base. The Old Town and Fruit Market regeneration zones around the marina remain the focus of repositioning activity in the city's secondary office stock. Industrial and logistics at 9 keyword match transactions and warehouse at 1 understate the genuine scale of Hull's port and energy industrial economy by a wide margin. The Siemens Gamesa offshore wind blade plant at Alexandra Dock, the King George Dock complex, the broader ABP operated port of Hull and the Humber Renewable Energy Supercluster supply chain together anchor a substantial industrial occupier base, much of which trades through corporate share sale structures rather than freehold transactions and therefore sits outside land registry. The 2,443 unclassified transactions are the engine of the special purpose company buy-to-let, terraced portfolio and house in multiple occupation market that defines the bulk of commercial mortgage applications in the city outside the institutional core. Now let's talk about the yield environment. The East Riding Bundle contains a single Equites lot, and that lot did not produce a cleared price. Lot 39 at 336 Holderness Road, Hull. A high street retail and residential investment with a passing rent of £27,400 per annum was withdrawn post the 9th of May 2024 sale. There is no observed net initial yield to attach to the transaction, and the cleared yield map for East Riding therefore has to be read indirectly through the Land Registry commercial leaning median and the wider regional auction tape. The Holderness Road withdrawal is nevertheless directionally useful. The lot is a classic small-ticket secondary urban retail investment in a recognisable arterial location. Holderness Road is the principal eastern arterial retail spine in Hull, running from the city centre out through East Hull towards the Holderness Peninsula. A £27,000 passing rent at a typical Q1 2026 regional secondary retail clearing yield in the 9-12% range would imply a price guide somewhere in the £230,000-305,000 corridor. The post-auction withdrawal is consistent with vendor expectations sitting above that range. A familiar pattern at the small-ticket end of regional retail where guides have not yet realigned to clearing levels. It is consistent with the wider Q1 2026 secondary retail repricing observed in Savills, Knight Frank and CBRE published commentary. For commercial mortgage purposes, the practical yield map is straightforward. Prime Hull income product, institutional office in the Reckitt and Old Town catchments, port-related industrial inside the ABP estate. The small Grade A hotel and build-to-rent adjacent pipeline sits at a meaningful premium to comparable Leeds and Big Nine secondary stock at the same point in the cycle. Secondary Hull product, the Holderness Road retail spine, the city's wider terraced residential investment book, the older office and warehouse stock outside the regeneration zones, is trading materially wider, with mid to high single-digit and occasionally double-digit running yields available, where the asset has clear repositioning or operational risk. Which brings us to lender appetite. The lender landscape across East Riding of Yorkshire is essentially the whole lender landscape, with a thin overlay of regional and specialist coverage into Beverley, Bridlington and the rural East Riding hinterland. High Street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC, Santander, all maintain active coverage into Hull via their Yorkshire and North East regional teams. Reckitt's headquartered presence and the Siemens Gamesa offshore wine plant at Alexandra Dock keep Hull on the radar of the high street banks for genuinely sizable corporate real estate transactions. But outside that institutional segment, most £1 to £10 million investment finance flows through the challenger and specialist channel. Challenger banks dominate the special purpose company mid-market in Hull, exactly where the bulk of the 2,589 commercial-leaning transactions sit. Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oaknorth, Alica, Hampshire Trust and Cambridge and Counties are all active across the city. The £78,000 to £161,000 interquartile commercial-leaning ticket band aligns precisely with the challenger segment's typical Hull deal profile. Specialist short-term and development lenders, together LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Avamore, cover bridging, refurbishment and value-add finance with particular activity around the Old Town and Fruit Market regeneration zones, the Holderness Road retail conversion pipeline and the wider terraced residential repositioning trade. What to be cautious about? Five things. First, single city concentration with 100% of the bundles matched commercial activity in Hull. Lenders reasonably stress the city's economic concentration in any portfolio underwrite. Second, port and offshore wine sector risk. Alexandra Dock and King George Dock together drive a meaningful share of local commercial demand, and any change in the offshore wine capital expenditure cycle or the Humber Port operating footprint flows through directly to local industrial and office occupancy. Third, secondary retail repricing. The Holderness Road withdrawal is a clean local illustration of the unresolved gap between vendor expectations and clearing yields at the small ticket end of the regional retail tape. Fourth, coastal and Wolds area of outstanding natural beauty planning friction. While the present bundle does not contain Bridlington, Beverley or Driftfield, any East Riding hinterland mandate carries Yorkshire Wolds planning overhead and Holderness coastal erosion considerations that lenders price into loan-to-value, or LTV, and pricing for any asset within or adjacent to the designated landscape. And fifth, lower quartile residential investment risk. Hull's £78,000 lower quartile sits well below typical challenger and specialist minimums on a single asset basis, so most institutional debt activity is portfolio-led rather than single asset. Outlook. The 12-month picture for East Riding of Yorkshire commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is a Hull picture, framed by the city's port, offshore wind, corporate and university occupier base. Land registry commercial-leaning volumes look broadly stable at the 2,500 transaction five-year run rate. The £110,000 commercial-leaning median anchors the lender market at the low mid-ticket end of the regional tape. And the single Aquitas print, the Holderness Road post-auction withdrawal, confirms an unresolved gap between vendor expectations and clearing yields at the small-ticket secondary retail end of the cycle. What to watch? Prime office and corporate real estate stock in the Reckitt and Old Town and Fruit Market catchments. The offshore wind manufacturing supply chain and ABP apported port industrial pipeline at Alexandra Dock and King George Dock. The Holderness Road and City Centre secondary retail repositioning trade as guides realigned to clearing levels. The terraced residential special purpose company portfolio market that drives the bulk of the unclassified unknown population, and any future expansion into the East Riding hinterland, Beverley, Bridlington, Driftfield, where Yorkshire Wolds planning friction and Holderness coastal erosion considerations will frame the underwrite. Lender depth in Hull remains genuinely competitive at the institutional end. The specialist and challenger panel will continue to do the heavy lifting for the right asset and the right sponsor across the secondary market. The running yield available across that secondary tape is materially wider than equivalent product in Leeds, Manchester, or the wider South East. And for the right borrower, that wider yield is an opportunity, not a problem. If you're considering a commercial property deal in East Riding of Yorkshire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.